brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to get David Icke's breakdown of what's happening in Iran. I'll give you the latest news on that front. We're going to get David Icke, who has protested and demonstrated and been a fighter against child abuse, ritual child abuse in England and in the U.S. He's going to be joining us. He'll also talk about the situation at Penn State and the latest developments on that front. Also, there's some incredible police state developments. The health department tyrants raid local farm to force a fork-to-farm dinner picnic to stop. Some friends for a few years invite other local farmers and ranchers. This is what we've always done in the country. Now all the old folks have died off, but that's pretty much what always happened at our ranch. To bring their own food and to barbecue it outside and to cook it and to make ice cream right there on the spot. Now you do that, it's a gathering. And they of course, raid them with guns and the rest of it. So that's how they operate now. First, they said you got to have a permit for this. So they got the permit, and then still they came. It's the latest case of extreme government food tyranny and one that is sure to have you reeling in anger and disgust. Health department officials, not servants, recently conducted a raid in Quail Hollow Farm, an organic community-supported agriculture co-op, basically, in southern Nevada. They can't have that. Can't have folks actually making their own food. During its special farm-to-fork picnic dinner put out for guests, and the agent who arrived on the scene ordered that all the fresh, locally produced, and pasture-raised meat that was intended for the meal be destroyed. I mean, we shoot deer and butcher them and then barbecue them right there on the spot. Guess you can't do that because you're a prisoner. It's like you can't have a garden at your house and you can't sell lemonade. You're a prisoner of the globalist system. You've got to be fully domesticated. You can't get self-sufficient. For about 5 years now, Quail Hollow Farm has been growing organic produce and raising healthy pasture-based animals, which it provides the members of part of its CSA program. And it recently held its first annual. It's its first annual. It goes on. I guess they've had some of these meetings before, but it's the first official farm-to-fork dinner event, which offered guests an opportunity to tour the farm, meet those responsible for growing, raising the food, and, of course, partake in sharing a meal composed of the delicious bounty with others. But when the Southern Nevada Health District got word of the event, decided to get involved, a simple gathering of friends and neighbors around a giant family-style picnic table quickly became a convenient target for the heavy hand of the out-of-control government agency. And Mount and Laura Belliso, the owners and operators of Quail Hollow Farm, were unprepared for what would happen next. And it goes on to say that without a cause or without a warrant, they came in and ordered it. Not even a court order, just nothing. We're God, do it. We have firearms. And it goes on that they showed up and did all of this, even though she went and jumped in the hoops and got the permit. So that's the kind of news I have. Here's another one. CDC forced to admit false raw milk death linked after misrepresenting stats. They're lying there. Turns out most people that died from H1N1 were actually dying from MRSA plague across the U.S. That came out yesterday. Also, the feds are moving against mainline vitamins and minerals. It's just incredible what's going on. So we've got some of that news. But David Icke is coming up to talk about a host of issues with us, namely Iran, the global economy, why are the elites obsessed with rituals, as the Associated Press is reporting, going on at the pyramid. David Icke on 11-11-11 today. Then Bob Chapman, as always, will be joining us for the last 55 minutes of the third hour today. And then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, it has all the special reports that are being added now almost daily. Incredible, never-before-seen interviews. All my films, the nightly news show that we bust our hinds to bring you that's extremely informative and commercial-free, basically. We're going to add commercials soon when it actually goes on television. But PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're not a member, we got 15-day free trial running right now. It ends at the end of the month. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Weather, but he has still agreed to join us. We really appreciate it. David Icke of DavidIcke.com, former head of the Green Party in England, former champion goalie in soccer, former top BBC sports news presenter, who kind of had his Saul of Tarsus moment on the road to Damascus, knocked off his horse, and basically got this download of info, as he describes it, about the world, about world government, about the bizarre activities of the elite, about global pedophile rings. Well, now, so many years later, so much of what David Icke has talked about has come true. You know, David obviously has the controversial, with some view, that it's basically an off-world or interdimensional thing. You know, the snake of the Bible is real, and that's basically what we think of as the devil, and that they are feeding off dark energy. They do come to kill, steal, and destroy. And some would say, well, how is that any different from what, you know, people see? What Christians say is pretty weird. My point is, from my research, and, you know, I was critical of David 12 years ago. I was asked by David Icke, and I said he has a lot of great information. But then, you know, it could discredit all this other real stuff he talks about, because he then brings in things like this. But years later, I realized just having an open discussion is what's important. And we've been lied to so much. Who knows what's real? You know, I stick to what I can totally prove because people can't even believe stuff that's on record and admitted, much less things that David Icke talking to different Aboriginal tribes around the world have this belief. It's not just Christians. It's not just the Jews. If you go back to the original text or the Sumerians, there's definitely a lot of weird stuff going on. The pyramids, why are the elites into numerology, into the occult? But I can say this, the elite believe they're worshiping a spiritual entity. The elite are into bloodletting and ritual and pain. The elite believe that they are serving the devil, Lucifer, whatever you want to call it. So, from my research, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, that's 100%. And I want to get into Iran. I want to get into this huge buildup, all the things that are coming together with David Icke today. But first, I wanted to bring up child ritual abuse. Because David, going back almost 20 years ago, would talk about this and be laughed at. He'd write books about it, saying all these big elites are involved, you know, all the big churches, all the big. And then no one was saying that then. And then it all came out. All came out. The Boy Scouts, the Vatican, other big church arms, Church of England, the big children's charities, the Texas Youth Commission, the Texas Rangers exposed, rape rooms, torture, gladiatorial fighting, all of it covered up. The point is, you scratch anywhere now and you find this. And so why are they into this? What's going on? Now you have the Penn State thing. You have the head coach getting a criminal lawyer. We now learn the police knew for 18 years this was going on. Now it's being reported that donors were brought in. Well, obviously, the guy's in there raping children who are part of the Second Mile, charity helping the disadvantaged children, in quotes. He's raping them in the field house that, you know, has people in it 24 hours a day at a major college, 365 days a year in broad daylight. That's because they believe they were protected. So the other question is, why is this coming out now? Is it being used to blackmail others? So David Icke is here in the U.S. He's going to be speaking in several places. You may still be able to get tickets. It usually sells out. Find out more at davidicke.com. But first off, David, you've been on this all along. And again, now it's coming out everywhere. CPS, DynCorp, Halliburton, mainstream news, kidnapping children worldwide. They don't get in any trouble. Congressional hearings about it. No one gets in trouble. I mean, this is what is going on? Because you called it first, David. What is going on?
Hello, Alex. Well, sorry about my voice today. I've been struggling since we last spoke and with my health, but I'm just coming out of it now, so I can talk to you. Thank goodness, just about. I couldn't before this morning. But yes, this is a very important area. You see, you know, when people talk about the fact that you go so far and then you won't go any further, or you go too far and all the rest of it. My philosophy, from day one, 21 years ago, when I consciously started investigating this, was I wanted to know what was going on. I wasn't interested in confirming my belief system or confirming my preconceived idea. I wanted to know what was going on. And to do that, you have to suspend a preconceived idea, because if you don't, then that will edit and censor your information as you are going along this line. And a lot of people with very fixed religious beliefs will get to a point and they'll say, well, the information is pushing me here, but if I go any further, then my religious belief in all the detail that I've accepted it is going to be possibly undermined, possibly going to be challenged. So I ain't going there. And what you need is a completely open mind, not a naive mind, which will say, oh, someone said it, so it must be true. You filter it, you question it, you check it, you double check it, but you're open. You don't reject things by reflex action. And when you do that, the information speaks to you by the nature of the repeating stories, the repeating accounts, the repeating situations. And, you know, to get deep into this straight away, Alex, that you're talking about in terms of, you know, why this child abuse, I've written about this for a long, long time in some detail. And it does come from what we were talking about last time, mate, which is there are these entities operating outside human sight, what we call visible light. within the electromagnetic spectrum, because, like I said last time, the amount, the frequency range that we can decode into what we see as the visual world is tiny. As someone rightly said, humans are basically blind compared with what there is to see in this universe. And we eat food, and it appears to be solid food, but what it is energy. You know, this universe, the base construct of this universe is vibrational information. It's what they call waveform information. Waveform has a, as mainstream science will tell you, has the ability to hold fantastic amounts of information. And another level of this universe is electrical. It's an electrical level of the universe. Another level is digital. This is where numerology comes in and all this stuff. And then the level that we actually experience as the solid world is holographic, illusory, physical. It seems to be three-dimensional. It seems to be physical, but it's not. It's an illusion of the way we decode reality. Now, all these different levels of the universe, vibrational, electrical, digital, holographic, are all the same information. They're all expressions of the same information. They just take different forms. It's like someone in a yellow dress hands information to someone in a red T-shirt, someone in a blue coat. The information looks different, you know, electrical and vibrational and digital and holographic, but it's the same information. So what we call food, solid food, is actually energy. It's an energetic field. That's
sure, sure, and that's cyberspace.
Where I'm going with this, Alex, is that these entities feed not from the solid level of food that we perceive it. They feed directly from energy. They get their sustenance from energy. And as I've found over all these years of full-time research, is that these entities want human energy of children before puberty takes place. Because we perceive puberty as a hormonal change. That's what's happening in what you might call the holographic arena, the conscious arena that we experience every day. But what it's an expression of is a change in the base energy field at the waveform level. And after that, it's not as pure. It's not as ideal for them.
They and that's why every energy. Culture in known human history wants to sacrifice children.
Yes, exactly. And it's all about the child's energy before puberty. Now, these pedophiles in all these elite positions, the vast overwhelming majority of them are these hybrid bloodlines that I talked about last time we had a chat recently. They are a hybrid bloodline which has a greater infusion of genetics from these entities which take a reptilian form. And as a result of this genetic compatibility, again, holographic compatibility at that level, there is a vibrational compatibility which makes these hybrid bloodlines much more powerfully possessable by these entities than the general run of the population.
All right, let me stop you for a moment because we've got a lot of new listeners today. We're on all across the country, a lot of new affiliates. Okay, let me just keep an open mind here. I read Genesis, and it talks about God destroying the life on the earth because these entities had come in and destroyed the genetics or the seed, and only Noah was perfect in his genetic generations. Then I read that in every other culture says similar things. Then I look at the elite who are at the Great Pyramid today trying to, you know, get its energy. They're into this stuff. They at least believe it. Then I think about Christians. They say demons are these fallen entities that are here on the earth, but you can't see them, and they love pain and destruction, and that they're there trying to screw up our lives. You're just saying that's real, basically, because you're saying reptoids, but you're saying they're interdimensional, so that's basically what the Christians say.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting point, Alex, and a very important one, because, you know, I've been saying this for so long over the years. So many people are arguing with each other, but when you break it down, the fundamentals are the same. What Christians call fallen angels, the Nephilim, the demons, are what the Muslims call the jinn. And the Jews have their own names for it as well. And it's what I call the reptilians or the non-human entities, the interdimensional entities. And when you look at the story in the Garden of Eden, I mean, it's a symbolic story which can be found in other cultures all around the world. Just, do people really maybe was a snake that could talk, you know, going along the ground. This is all symbolism. And this, oh, I mean, funny enough, I was watching a series on the History Channel only this very week, which is called Ancient Aliens, the series. And one of them I watched was all about the evidence, which I've been putting out for all these years, of the fact that there were non-human entities talked about in all the ancient cultures that interbred with humans, creating a hybrid bloodline. These Christians out there, these are the sons of God who interbred with the daughters of men. It comes up everywhere. And these entities are therefore possessible because there is a greater genetic and vibrational frequency compatibility between the possessing entity and the possessed hybrid bloodline. And what happens is that these pedophiles, and it's in the genetics, they are attracted to sex with children. And what these entities want, operating outside of human sight and the conscious mind frequency range, they want children's energy. And you know, it's sick, but let's get down to this. What is happening when the pedophile is having sex with the child is that the entity is using the pedophile as a conduit to suck the energy of the child to itself. It's energy vampiring. That's what's happening to these kids. And that's why, as you quite rightly you know, talked about a few minutes ago, Alex, that this child abuse is everywhere.
What about my instinct?
You lift the lid and the cesspit is staggering.
Well, that's what I was about. What about my instinct? Every bone in my body wants to beat these people's brains out. I mean, I have to control myself. And I don't know why others don't have the instinct to want to go after these people, whoever, whatever. And I remember you like 15, 16 years ago talking about the royal bloodline out of Transylvania and all those legends.
Right.
And then now it's in the British news that, oh, royalty just a few hundred years ago was eating people's brains and body parts. And Prince Charles does trace himself back to their original royalty to Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula. And it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. So even if this stuff isn't completely real spiritually, at least at that level, which you're saying is interdimensional, they think they are. I mean, you get into all the iconography of the British royalty and the things they're into. I know just recently you went and protested bravely. Now it's come out in the Canadian news that half the foster children that they take die from the native tribes, and reportedly they're killing them. And this is in the news that half of them are dying. I mean, my God, how big is this?
See, it's massive. Because they have an insatiable desire for the energy of children, and thus they need massive numbers of children. For instance, you know, Belgium, which is a small country in Europe, is a massive center for pedophilia and Satanism. Why? Because it's the base in Brussels for NATO and the base in Brussels for the European Commission that runs the European Union. Therefore, these elite people gather in Belgium in very, very large numbers as a matter of course of their work, and thus there is a massive demand for children in Belgium as a result. It's absolutely extraordinary.
And for those that don't know, tell them about the cases where the police won't help kids in the cages who they kill. It's all come out and millions have marched over it.
Well, this is the point. If you look at the pyramidal structure of everything, where everything is a pyramid and a pyramid within a pyramid, and how they're compartmentalized. So the vast majority of people in a pyramid, be it the police or social services or child protection or whatever, they're compartmentalized to the point where they only have to know as much as they need to know to do their individual job. They don't know how it all fits together. And when you look at these pyramids, you don't have to control many positions within the police and within social services to stop an investigation going ahead into this stuff, or to target someone and cover it up. You only have to cover those positions that have the power to decide if the investigation is going to go ahead or not. See, what happened, this is a classic in Belgium. There was an investigator who got on the case of this guy, Mark Dutro, who was found to have killed children and had kids in cages under the stairs and everything. And he got on it early. You know, as we know, with many of these things, like false flags, the information really is most vulnerable to come out immediately after it's happened, before they've got the lid on. Well, this guy, very quickly, a genuine man, started to connect, and he said this publicly, started to connect Dutroux to very senior elite people within the Belgian establishment. And he started talking about the fact that arrests were imminent. What did they do? They sacked him. They sacked him and under some spurious reason. And 300,000 people were on the streets of Brussels protesting. But they then put another guy in who completely put the lid on, and the whole thing was squashed. This is how it is. See, I exposed a guy called Ted Heath, who was Prime Minister of Britain between 1970 and 74, who signed us into what is now the European Union, as a mega, mega child killer and Satanist and child abuser. And I put it in a book in 1998, and he was alive for a long time afterwards. A journalist rang in when it came out, read the passage to him, and all he said is, "David Icke must be mad," and nothing else happened. I've been naming Father George Bush in exactly the same way since the mid-90s, and the thing is, the ratio of paedophiles, child abusers, and Satanists to positions are much more higher in the upper echelons than in the general population, because these bloodlines, these hybrids, operate in the upper, well, cesspit, really, but you know what I mean, upper echelons of society. This is why there's so many paedophiles and Satanists among politicians and people that run the banking system, etc. In my last book, Alex, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, just before it went to print, I came across this document, a detailed document, came out of Australia, and it claimed to be not a deathbed confession, because he agreed with it, but a deathbed expose of how Satanism runs the world, as he put it. And he was supposed to be a guy in the major satanic lodge in Sydney who died in 2004, and this stuff eventually came out. Well, I can't say if it was genuine or not. What I can say after 21 years of investigating this, but whoever wrote it had a stunningly accurate, detailed knowledge of Satanism. And he talked in there about how they bring politicians into this child abuse to actually entrap them, so that they will, from that time onwards, never say no to anything they're told to introduce or campaign for or block.
Well, let me stop you right there, David. Last night on the Nightly News, I showed the images of George W. Bush kissing Jeff Gannon on the head and hugging him at press conferences, the male madam. I showed the Washington Times and news clips, CBS, where they admitted in the late 80s, early 90s, the call boy rings in the White House after midnight. Same thing happened under the last Bush. That all came out, the hundreds of visits. I showed the mainstream news articles where Nixon admitted at Bohemian Grove it was a giant, quote, gay orgy, where they fly in the gay porn stars. All of this is there, and Nixon basically said you've got to go there to become a made man in politics, even though he didn't like it. And now we see, the Happy Valley, the Sunny Valley, whatever name, what is it, Sunny Valley, Happy Valley? Happy Valley, there in Pennsylvania. And now we're learning exactly what I said on Monday. It's just like the Texas Youth Commission. It's across the board cover up. The police knew. They all knew. And now probably nobody else is going to go to jail, but the one individual they've got to burn, because they can bring down the whole system with this information. And then you learn that it's these children's charities that these big charities for children who are above reproach, and the CPS, they can get away with bloody murder. And DynCorp is the biggest global contractor, Dave. I'm going to come back from break and talk about this, who's been caught, Chicago Tribune, kidnapping kids worldwide. Then they're the biggest private contractor in the U.S. as CPS taking kids. I mean, this is right out in the open.
Yes, this is a great amalgamation, a great tapestry of different organizations and different networks and different excuses that all have the same common theme, getting children into their control. This is why, as the insatiable desire for children increases, but now over the last little while, in America, in Britain, in increasing numbers of countries, they have social services or so-called child protection, taking children from loving parents for the most outrageous, spurious reasons.
Stay there. Let's talk about it.
Into the system.
Yeah. CPS is literal Renfield vampire agents coming to get your kids.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, David Icke with us 5 minutes into the next hour. He's very gracious to have joined us, DavidIcke.com. Gracious because he's ill, and he's going to be speaking in several areas here in the United States. In fact, I'll get him to plug that here in a moment, but he's like I am. He's so busy trying to cover the info, he never even gets to basically what he's doing. But here's just two articles I saw today in my news stack. All over the United States, children as young as two are put on government school buses now, because now government's trying to make it mandatory that at age 2 to 3, your children are sent to government schools. So they totally have you. Here it is out of Houston, Houston Television. It says, 4-year-old left at wrong bus stop. And this is out of Channel 2 in Houston. 2 miles away, her 4-year-old son, and then she got all panicked, and they're saying that's not endangering the child. Well, it's endangering the child to give your child to the state at any age. These public schools are full of these predators. It's run by predators with a bunch of naive people around them. And then here's another article. But again, I saw an article a few weeks ago where, what was it, a 10-year-old was throwing a fit in the car. And so the mom said, get out and walk the last half mile, and they took the kid. They said, that's child abuse. I remember my mother plenty of times, if I was being bad, you know, say, okay, we're a mile from home, go ahead and get out. I remember when I was 10 years old, her doing that. And that's a way of, okay, you won't shut up and stop doing that or whatever you're arguing. Just you walk home. But see, oh, I'm sitting up to your room without dinner because you stole cookies out of the cookie jar, whatever. Nowadays, they'll take your child for that. I have a video. It's going to go up at InfoWars.com. I sent it to Paul. We're in Kentucky. It's a divorce court, and the judge didn't even allege the parents did anything. He said, you're arguing with each other. You haven't agreed on this divorce. I'm just taking your kid. There are people that want your kids. I'm getting draconian, draco on you. He actually says draconian on you. And he says, I'm going to get violent with you. And he all gets on this weird power trip. And these family court judges were set up about 110 years ago in England and the U.S. as eugenics judges. They could say, I'm ordering you sterilized. It's all done outside law. And they've been violating the Constitution for a long time. But here's another article, Daily Mail. Government doctors gave 1,500 children as young as five chemical kosh. And I guess that's a mix of different. It says chemical kosh with anti-psychotic drugs, an investigation by Channel 4 found. Well, they're drugging newborn babies now. So it's all about abusing children, and every wicked tyranny has been. And as David Icke was saying, who can deny now? Who can deny now that every major institution out there gets busted raping kids or worse? And that every institution, big one, is covering it up? These people are probably 1% of the population or less. I actually went and looked up some of the statistics last night. They estimate it's less than 1%. Why are they running everything? Because that's where they can get away with it. They can only get away with it in the power positions. And every culture ends up being run by a priest class that demands that they be able to chop your children up. Every culture. This is the curse of humanity. And it's not a normal human activity. David Icke, you have the floor, my friend. Continue with where this is going and why you think they're bringing this out now. I asked you during the break and we concur. And then let's get into Iran and the huge acceleration that's happening right now. What's happening with the euro, all of it. David Icke.
Well, you see, this is coming out now in some ways, I guess, as you've indicated yourself, as maybe a warning to others, you know, this is what happens when if you don't do what we say or whatever. And it can also be coming out because it is so prevalent. It is so massive. I mean, you know, I've been calling the Church of Rome, the Roman Catholic Church as it is now, the Church of Babylon relocated for decades. And it is. And it's provable fact. It was relocated to Rome. And they changed the name and changed a few names in the story. It was basically the same. And they were doing this, sacrificing children and abusing children in Babylon and Mesopotamia and all that stuff all those thousands of years ago. And thus, the Church of Babylon relocated is probably, I mean, wherever I go, I was in Australia just very recently, and the stories are running in Australia about children being raped and abused by Roman Catholic clergy and police in Australia. It's everywhere. And when you are the Church of Babylon relocated, and you are operating along the same lines and the same techniques and the same methods that you have for thousands of years, then of course, you're going to be a haven for the abuse of children. And in that document that I mentioned by this Satanist in Australia, a deathbed kind of document that he wrote, he said about the way that politicians were pulled into this, that this is a direct quote, politicians are introduced by a carefully graded set of criteria and situations that enable them to accept that their victims will be, quote, our little secret. Young children sexually molested and physically abused by politicians worldwide are quickly used as sacrifices. In Australia, the bodies are hardly ever discovered, for Australia is still a wilderness. And what I've found over the years in this intensive research is that in the populated countries, in Europe and North America, etc., although obviously there's a lot of wilderness land still over time in America, but they control the crematoria system. They control the medical system, which does the people that do the postmortems, etc. They cover every single base. And you know, there was that guy who was the Son of Sam killer in New York called David Berkowitz, and he he went to jail for it. But then he started a correspondence with a Christian minister in which he's explained that, yes, David Berkowitz, he did it. He did kill those people, but he was doing it to, as a front for a satanic coven in New York. And he said this, very telling quote, "Satanists are peculiar people. They aren't ignorant peasants and semi-literate natives. Rather, their ranks are filled with doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and basically highly responsible citizens. They are not a careless group who are apt to make mistakes, but they are secretive and bonded together by a common need and desire to mete out havoc in society." It was Aleister Crowley, of course, a very famous Satanist, who said, "I want blasphemy, murder, rape, revolution, anything bad." And what these people have the ability to do is live their lives with a stunning schizophrenia. There was a lady some years ago now who was interviewed on the Oprah Winfrey Show who talked about the fact that she was brought up in a satanic family in Chicago, of course, where Obama and Emmanuel, all these people came from. But during the day, they were pillars of the establishment. They were pillars of society. And then at night, everything changed. She said, but at night, what was bad during the day was good. What was good during the day was bad. She talks about being forced to witness children being sacrificed, animals being sacrificed, and all the abuse.
Well, they had brood mothers.
This stuff is happening. It's real.
Well, sure, they had brood mothers. But let me just go back and back up what you just said. Nationwide, hospitals have been caught killing people for their organs. My dad told me about this before it was ever on the news, because he's a dentist, he knows physicians. He said, don't sign your organ donor card when you go in to get your driver's license. And I'm like, yeah, right. I go, why? And he goes, well, they don't, a lot of places will actually let you die if you come in for something minor, they'll kill you. He goes, that's what I've been told by people. And I said, do you have specifics? He goes, no, but doctors don't sign their organ donor card. Then it came out on 60 Minutes, and then the biggest place was Chicago, but it turned out Austin's been caught doing it and taking people's retinas and killing people that could have been saved and taking blood for 40 years worldwide of all babies. It's now 40 years next month. 40 years, a global UN program. They tell you it's a blood test for your baby. Now they admit it goes into this global database. It shows how it's this, I mean, Rick Perry comes out and says, it's the law, you must take Gardasil. And the whole media goes along with the lie saying, it's the law, it's the law. I mean, their lies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And more, I think they're just exposing all the pedophilia to where we just hear it every day and get accustomed to it. They're really just flopping around in front of us.
Well, that whole thing about getting used to it is very, very relevant. That is right. There are people now in these organizations that connect in with children and young people who are talking about the sexual rights of children. And another thing, you know, all this pat-down stuff in airports, it's getting people used to, and children getting used to, the fact that this is normal for this to be done. It's all part of the preparation to push this on where they really want it to go. But the organs thing is another very relevant story, because, you know, we had an infamous scandal at a Liverpool hospital called Alder Hey some years ago now, where they found that thousands of babies' organs, of babies who died at the hospital, are being kept and not, you know, and being retained. And you look at the blood banks, you know, the blood transfusion banks. There's another way that these people get blood. I mean, it will go into it now, but I mean, I go into my books. There's a reason why these people drink blood and actually need to. But it's massive. And what we're now beginning to see is the scale of it, because all that's been hidden now is starting to come out. I mean, I said 21 years ago, there is an energetic change coming, which is like a hand going into the cesspit and pulling it to the surface and saying, this is what's been going on. And I was talking about this 21 years ago, and it's happening. Not only is it affecting people in the sense that they're awakening to aspects and kind of views of themselves.
Oh, the awakening is exploding. No one can deny it now.
The point is, Alex, that the other thing about, apart from the awakening, is it's pulling to the surface all this stuff that they've hidden all this time, that there is a very positive thing going on here. Look at the thing. things that we know now that we didn't know a year ago. We didn't know 5 years ago. 20 years ago, we knew virtually nothing. And it's happening. And it, in some ways, yes, they let things out for a certain reason to themselves here and there. Yes, that does happen. But it's also this. There are so many leaks in the dike that the little boy in short trousers is running out of fingers, and therefore it's starting to come out. We're starting to get an understanding of the truly grotesque world that has been going on all around us while we were watching the game shows and the sport.
I agree with you, but there's a universal law for every action. There's an equal and opposite reaction. The evil has now swollen to where the roaches aren't hiding behind the walls and coming out at night. They're running over you when you're sitting there on the couch. They're now telling you that they're the boss, and so that's finally getting people to wake up. What do you make of all over Europe, all over France, all over the United States, Canada, everywhere they're having radiation releases? AP is reporting, Nuke Agency reports unusual radiation in Europe. It's isotopes associated with fission or meltdown. And they're now saying DU is good for the troops. They're using it everywhere. There is an attempt, and I've had Dr. Busby, who's a chemical physicist, on, and he says a lot of his colleagues believe it's an attempt to reduce fertility because nothing works better than radiation. But the point is, this can't just be accidents. Suddenly, the radiation is being released everywhere. What's going on with that? There seems to be an agenda to radiate the planet.
Well, that's an interesting point, because I've gone into this in some detail in my new book, Remember Who You Are, coming out in January. And I'm talking about this in Cleveland, Ohio, on tomorrow, Saturday, and then in New York next Sunday. This comes into my 10-hour presentation, because I've been ticking off for years and years and years the continual increase in the irradiation that humans are being subjected to. Even radiation of food is being pushed up the so-called safe limit when it wasn't safe to start with. And, you know, this is why. I go into this in some detail in the new book particularly. When Fukushima happened, I looked at it and I thought, this release of radiation is such a gift to this agenda that I can't believe it's an accident. And I explained why it wasn't an accident. Actually, it was done deliberately. And that's why virtually nothing's been done about it. It's pouring out now. Why? They want to change. I mean, this is going far out for many people. But, hey, let's go there and let's see what you think. I've been coming to the conclusion for quite a time now that there is an attempt to change the atmosphere of the planet. Now, there is a vibrational...
Now, wait a minute. The White House science czar admits they've had a giant chemtrailing operation. Yeah. Barium salts, aluminum dioxide, other things, and that the, quote, testing's been secret, and that all the old-timers who tested it and said what it was were 100% right. They call it geoengineering the globe. They admit it's secret. They've got antenna farms, they now admit. They're spraying things. They're playing God.
Yeah, well, all that you mentioned comes together in what I'm saying. They want to change the atmosphere of the planet because these entities have a problem vibrationally because they're on a slightly different frequency, or some of them are actually in our frequency and live within the Earth and interact with the elite in these underground bases. But another problem they have, which they want to eradicate, is the atmosphere of our planet is not right for them. So they're changing it. And what they're doing also is that you've been talking about this for a long time. They want a dramatic reduction in the global population. And they want, a billion people maybe to serve them. And they know that there will be a certain amount of humanity that will genetically mutate to be okay with a more irradiated atmosphere. And thus, they're the ones they'll want to keep as the slaves. And those that are taken out as a result, well, they want them taken out anyway.
Well, David, that's actually what all the scientific magazines, they say nothing we do is unnatural. Any crossing of species. If we release more radiation, those that evolve will just live. When we merge you with machines, too bad. They're already selling that attitude, and now everywhere saying, we the elite are a separate species. I see it on magazines everywhere. They're saying humanity is splitting into two.
Yeah, yes, and they want to develop a mutated humanity that will take the atmosphere that they want to bring in, the change they want to bring in. They're bringing it, my goodness. You know, HAARP's not just bouncing radio waves off the ionosphere. It's punching holes in it, therefore letting cosmic radiation in that shouldn't get
in. It's worse than that. Did you know carbon dioxide is the lowest that it's ever been recorded, and yeah. and that it's been hundreds of times higher before, just the last few hundred thousand years, 14 times higher, and they're waging war against it, and they're reporting plants aren't getting the carbon dioxide they need, and its levels are dropping, 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 what, from 0.390 to 0.0360. Again, it's like a science fiction movie. You couldn't.
let me bring up that science fiction movie scenario to you, because the first Arrival movie, starring Charlie Sheen, had the theme of reptilian type entities who had taken over NASA, who had taken over the positions of power, and were changing the atmosphere so they could live here because the atmosphere didn't suit them as it was. And that theme is exactly what is happening. I had a
tell you what, stay there, David. This is we got to get into Iran. This is some wild stuff, folks, but they are doing this in the atmosphere.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
David's going to be with us for 15 minutes of the next hour, then Bob Chapman on the incredible economic developments. Now, again, David has predicted with precision the euro, the collapse of that, the bringing in of a super union 20 years ago. I mean, so much of his regular analysis is so spot on. That's the dichotomy with people, because then he gets into all this other stuff. But when you look at it, they got a secret terraforming program, geoengineering. The elites are always into weird, bizarre stuff. Tony Blair flops around in the morning and is possessed by the spirit of the light. That's like BBC News. They've got weird power pyramids built all over the world. I mean, the elites are really into this stuff. They believe. I mean, how many rock and roll stars say they believe they're possessed by something? Whatever's going on, the elites do believe they're doing this, whether it's real or not. Now, David, you had some other points you wanted to make. We were just talking about the TSA. Then we'll get into Iran. Then we'll get into all the other issues and the economy and the euro and what's and where you see that going. But you were bringing up the TSA, and and I was saying the point that they're training kids to be groped. That's been admitted. And yes. Child psychologists say this is terrible. A, B, I mean, groped by strangers. B, they're getting killed themselves. But C, they are almost psychically, vampirically getting off on the groping. I've witnessed it. They like forcing it on you.
Well, you see, just one very, very quick point, just to finish off the atmosphere thing. Obviously, Fukushima is a wonderful example of how you can change the atmosphere by you know, exploding one of these things. And I came across a lady, an Oxford don called Dr. Kitty Little back in the 90s, who worked extensively in the British nuclear industry at a high level. And she told me back in the 90s that the House of Rothschild, the Rothschilds, were the ones that brought in nuclear power and ensured that it became used to the extent that it is. And so they've created these nuclear bombs, in effect, all over the world, ready to go off whenever they choose. So it is all systematic, this radiation thing. But again, talking about radiation, another form of irradiating us are people that now fly without taking the pat down. And one of the ironies is, I've said many times, you know, these people in uniform, they think they have power, but they don't. In fact, they're pawns in a game. I mean, the TSA people are just the civilian, well, almost civilian, it's more military, but almost the civilian version of Kissinger talking about troops being dumb, stupid animals to be used in U.S. foreign policy, because while they think they have power and they're enforcing the themselves upon people, they're going down like ninepins. I mean, I've gone into this in the new book with cancers, leukemias, and strokes. Boston Logan, for instance, one of the 9/11 airports, is a real cluster for it. And they're going down because I've said to people as I go through these TSA things, I said, you know, you're irradiating the people, but you do know that you're being irradiated cumulatively every day when you come on every shift. And cumulatively has this effect on them. And so they're getting killed. And the other thing is that I noticed some time ago, Alex, that in Britain and around the world, but Britain, because I've lived there and I've seen the change, that a very, very different type of person in uniform and person in dark suit administration was you know, being employed, and the nature of the police, the personality of the police, of airport security, of government administration, was changing. And I wondered, you know, I know they've done it, but how have they done it? And what I realized is that they do something called, among other things, something called psychometric testing. Which is a way of asking questions, like in job interviews, to glean the person's
No, it's on record. They hired dumb, power-seeking thugs and control freaks and moron Dudley Do-Rights.
Yeah, and the two characteristics they're after, and anybody who's been interacting with law enforcement and government administration and the TSA and stuff will understand this. One is a narcissistic personality, which is described as a psychological condition characterized by self-preoccupation, lack of empathy, the repeating...
David, stay there. Back in 60 seconds, DavidIke.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.